At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
I don't share your opinion. Yeah, there's two roles in the midfield. One's a six and one's more of an eight. Bruno can't play the six. Bruno's the best to play the eight role. Maybe it's not ideally. We need to bring somebody else in. But out of the players that we have, he is the best to play the eight role.
I disagree.
You're allowed to disagree.
I ain't
again,
seen that.
These ain't facts. These are opinions.
Show me a game.
I mean, your dreads might have been in your face when you was watching.
Oh. Wow.
So stop. Personal. You're upset. You are upset. You're upset.
I came as a pastor. I came to the show as a pastor, as you can see.
And they came to a funeral.
Man said, it's
our first ever, it's supposed to be our first ever United Filthy at Five. It's supposed to be legendary.
Yeah.
We're supposed to represent the team and have a boardroom with the members. That's why we called like respectable United members.
Yes.
Obviously, use up. Can give away how you're feeling. You decided to dress for a funeral. I don't know why. I don't know why he done that. It's supposed to be a business meeting.
You lot got 9-night settings. Like,
you just come off the Django settings, bro.
Oh my God, there's no collar.
No, because I'm multifaceted, bro. So the team needs prayer. After the prayer, and we get into
that's farming, bro. Boom. That's not a prayer outfit, bro.
Boom. You see what I'm saying? When the team needs after, because the team does need prayer.
I didn't even know you could do that.
That's crazy.
Here we go, bro.
But yeah, it was supposed to be
Los Santos Customs talk.
So yeah, it was supposed to be an All United panel. A couple of United fans couldn't make it. Adam McCullough ran into some difficulties. I think he had a fender bender. He couldn't make it. The Don Strapsy, Black Perlo. It's crazy. Like strikes and thing. He couldn't make it. Poet said he called Sai TV, but for reasons we're not allowed to say, he couldn't make it.
It's a pastor.
I said no. And then
so like we needed to fill the table. We need to fill the panel out. I'm clutching at straws. I had no choice, boys. I had to make a phone call.
We should have done just five people. But
I wanted to do five people. Poet said no, it needs to be six. So I was asking around the man them who's available. Lippy's in that West. Stan's not in the country. It was crazy. I even shouted Bolt. Bolt's on the train somewhere. And then we were just left. I think by this point, you could tell by the disappointment in everybody's face who we was left with. I'm talking the lack of ball knowledge is insane. The opinions
anger
are
management
in the mud.
We're in trouble.
But, I mean, he's a champion. So, you know, I suppose.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Round of applause. Round of applause to the.
You do it yourself now, man.
Oh. Raw.
I refuse.
What about Mandem? No, you know what it is, yeah? I've been sent here. First time early ever in anywhere. Look, Pat. First time. You get what I'm saying? I was like, let me go early, man. I might get on that United episode. There you are, Sif, Jif, boom, bam, fresh, clean, here.
You going to be honest and just, well, not honest, actually.
Don't devil's need advocate. Liver. Honest means I'm an angel, so devil's advocate.
This is more about us than you
let me be honest
and
with you.
Your points, you know?
Okay.
We just need you to fill the seat on the table. We don't actually
That's
need
it.
You to talk.
That's it, bro.
We don't even need you to get involved.
So little piece of input then.
Like,
he's got to go. He's got to go.
Ad libs.
See,
that's
you're doing too much already. You're saying.
He's got to go.
You've already said what happens to the manager.
Let's go. Oh, my bad. Go on.
This episode, it's weird.
Have you ever brought your ute to like somewhere you have to bring them to because they ain't got babysitting?
Making up their noise.
Bare funny, man.
Just sit in the corner. Take that iPad.
Good luck.
Take that iPad, man.
No, I noticed Man United fans got bare banter, boy.
Man. Ooh, I need it. Still.
What's wrong?
All right.
All right, let's start then. Three games into the season. By the way, people, this ain't intervention either. This is just a safe space.
But we're gonna talk like holistically, properly about Man United. Yeah?
Yeah, I just think we should be honest, regardless of whether Loons is here or not. We should just be honest with how we feel about the club, about the squad, all these things. Just have a conversation. Don't let him derail you.
Derail?
We just speak here. That's the limit. Scribs.
Mm-hmm.
Angles.
So what's the facts then? So
as it stands, the facts are we're three games in. Yeah. Yeah, we had one win, one draw, one loss in the league. We've got a very early exit, Grimsby Town in the Carabao Cup. That was insane, yeah.
They didn't need to add very
early. I think that's because cup football. Like, we're Man United, if anything could go wrong, yeah, we're going to lose that cup game just because we're Man United. And then it's, they're going to sell more newspapers, more headlines. I think...
Dr. Umar, you're going to move mad on this episode, isn't it? I can feel it. I can feel it. Like, I can feel Dr. Umar's going to move mad on this
You're saying we lost
episode.
On purpose. I don't
He's
going to
move
on.
Mad
no,
on.
No, I'm not saying...
Let's get something clear, though.
I'm not allowed to speak.
Let him land. Let him land.
So you lost to sell newspapers?
No, but it's just... Typical United.
That weren't typical United.
It is.
It wasn't.
Because if we're ever going to make the headlines for one reason, right now, because how we started the season, personally, we started the season good.
Okay.
That loss for me was inexcusable. It is. It's not down to the manager. It's not down to tactics. Because Grimsby just went and lost the two next games. You get what I'm trying to say?
Straight away.
Like, so... I'm not.
You might have been checking their results.
Yep, I see it. Yeah.
Dark.
2-0.
Dark.
I weren't checking it, but I saw it online.
Did you
not see what they done? Bruv, the next game they had, they announced it with the team selection, like Amorim.
When he was building the team.
On the
iPad.
Man's got the billboard. No iPad.
Magnetic.
This is the Amazon thing.
That don't hit like it does for me for the rest of the season. That meme. It don't hit like that. Because people, if he was doing all of that in the rain, and then obviously we were struggling or whatever, and then it didn't work, then I can understand the meme would...
Whose fault was that?
No, but I'm saying after he'd done all this, we went and battered them. So it worked.
So we...
Grimsby.
If we're talking the truth, the point you're making, remember the guy that was the flank that was spraying the ball to everybody else to create was Matthijs de Ligt. That was the tactic, guys. You remember, he was a free man. He was the man that was overlapping and whipping the ball in. Is that, are we saying funny. That's okay?
We are down bad.
Are we saying that's okay? Because I know you're saying the Grimsby thing's not, it's not, you said it's not on the manager. You guys are kind of saying it's not really on the manager. Am I right in saying that?
Yeah, that's not on the manager. That's not on the manager.
No, I could have won that game. Me, now. Give me the squad and bring me to Grimsby. I could have won that game.
Okay.
Don't tell me about no manager. This
How?
Is nonsense. What?
How would you have done it?
3-4-3.
Oh.
Mm.
Oh, what, his formation?
Mine.
And what would you have, how would you have tweaked it? The same totes?
Listen, you are talking, to sit down and having a tactics conversation about Grimsby, like, it's ridiculous. You should have said, boys, go and have fun, and they should win that game. Let's not do this. Like, let's not be stupid. Like, come on, man, what are we doing here?
You play for Man United.
Outnumbered in the middle, still. Grimsby, Luton, whoever it is, it's still going to be a problem.
If you're going to get outnumbered in the middle against Grimsby and you play for Man United, then you just shouldn't be at Man United.
I hear you, but you're playing in a swamp. It's crazy.
Bro, it was a swamp in when?
They were more hungry as well.
55 minutes more, yeah. But then that's the players' mentality.
That's true. There's a lot in there, but the manager's job is to make sure that all the players are ready to go.
Even like things like when goalkeeper makes a mistake, sub him. Simple. We just kept him on, waiting for him
you
to make
what?
More.
I
there and then.
You on like, that one.
Yeah,
just
wait,
subbing,
waiting for him. I would have started Tom Eaton. I said it from early doors. That weren't a game I would have started any of them to. He's older than everyone here. This is crazy. I would have started him. He don't play. And realistically, that's probably, that on paper, should be the easiest game we have all season.
Who's Tom Eaton used to play for?
Burnley, no?
United.
Burnley. He played for, what?
He was one.
United.
Yeah, but he was up. He went.
He came through at United, then went. Then went out and came back. So if we're going through it, yeah, let's start at recruitment, because we've had the window now. The window slammed shut. What are we saying about a window? We start with Liverpool. Actually, what do you think about Man United's window compared to the rest of the windows? Where are we ranking in the ABC?
Do it all in one. Let us know what you think about it. Rank it and tell us what you think we're missing.
I think it's B-. It's not too bad.
Okay.
You lost players, replaced them. Still no backup.
Backup where?
For those players. So, okay. Mbeumo's, the Cunha's, Sesko. Oh, yeah, Sesko's Xerxy. But there's no direct replacement. You're going to have to move. Someone said Bruno goes wide to Lam or Ram if Cunha ain't back.
Mount.
You know what I'm saying? Mount's injured as well.
Oh, you're talking about...
No,
okay,
like,
okay.
It's, yeah, so you're talking about not having cover
Mainly
for the full
yeah,
well.
So, but it's, yeah, but it's pushing, shuffling packs and all that. So just even you can have direct replacements. I just think what he said, a centre midfielder was pivotal before the striker. I agreed with him. I hate you lot, but me and him have some good conversations. He did highlight some players.
one of them, man of the match for England.
Yeah, Elliot Anderson, he was on him.
Belieber, wanted by Manchester United. Wharton would have done a thing, but he's injured right now.
Yeah, but as, I think they're a bit unrealistic. James Ward-Prowse.
What are we doing? You were on my side a second ago, and you're moving mad.
Leave him, just let him go, because the quicker he starts, the quicker he can finish.
I clocked it.
I think that you could have got him, like, okay, upper level James Ward-Prowse. Say, yeah, just in and around those, you know, that Elka play. I can't think. You know what I'm saying? Who's the guy that's in the middle for Leeds? Ampadu. Yeah, he can. He's good.
Okay.
I think you like.
Thank you, Lynn.
And Tyreek Lamptey.
Thank you, Lynn.
And wait, lastly, though. Can we ask him where do you think, with the window shutting for us, where are we finishing?
Honestly.
Yeah, tell the truth.
I'm going to give you my where I want you to finish. Exactly where you finished last season or lower, but where I honestly think you're going to, I think you're going to finish 13th.
Okay, great. Scribs.
Cheers for that input, man.
Scribs.
No, yeah.
You're one of them United fans that I see, and I'm this close to muting you, yeah. But,
Am I muted?
You do some, you're still muted. Sometimes in politics, I like how you get outspoken. That's why I leave you. You get me? But
appreciate that.
You get me? But you, where do we stand? Rank our window. What's it missing?
I'll give it a C.
Okay.
Because we bought firepower. Mm-hmm. We needed better attackers. I feel like that's why man are saying we've looked better this season, because we've got better players. But in terms of our holes, why? The middle's crazy. No, don't try and hide the broken thing. It's broken. No, I'll pull it out, let everyone see. Yeah. It's broken.
Chip Prem.
Chip Prem.
This.
The thing's broken.
I didn't say nothing. I'm being my best behaviour.
What I said, we needed a midfielder, and I feel like we're going to struggle because of that. And yeah, I think it was a C. It was decent. We got bare holes, though. I feel like even centre-back's looking a bit shaky.
Really?
Yeah, because once like a Euro's injured, and then so Maguire, who takes 10 minutes to turn, and then... Who else is there?
De Ligt. You got Heaven.
We play three at the back.
De Ligt, Heaven. He's Mazraoui.
Mazraoui
doesn't let you down.
Heaven's a child.
Mazraoui's back.
When's he back?
Mazraoui's back. He played the last game.
Yeah, he did. Come on.
Mazraoui's back.
Okay, cool. What are you saying?
I'm going to say our window is a B-. B-, because of the players that left. I think Rashford we had to just end the Rashford story. And yes, we don't know if he's going to end up coming back. It depends on how good he does at Barca. But I think that journey's over. Garnacho, I was unsure about the Garnacho sell, but it is where it doesn't get on the manager and they're trying to change the culture. Fine. Onana. Getting rid of Onana was phenomenal.
Can you just pray for a sec? Can you just pray? Just
blaming the black man,
based on
you know.
That one. No. Come on.
Based on that one.
Blaming the black man.
Can we have a moment
we're
of
not
silence,
just blaming,
please?
We're not
the black goalkeeper.
Blaming the brother.
The black man, bro. But black we goalkeeper. Have to pray, bro.
Got to blame the white man that signed him.
Yeah, he's a criminal.
Karma's hit him, by the way.
Who?
Karma's hit the same man who signed him.
Everyone bow your heads, bro. No. The tyranny of Onana is done.
Oh my God, come on, man.
No. I like Onana. I'm getting a new one. Every time you touch it, it's 5 years or more, you're not going to win the title.
Forever and ever. No, come on, let's go. My dad's going to hate that bit, bro. My dad's going to be mad.
All right, then. On that note, Venus.
What about you?
What about you, yeah?
Yeah.
Let me facilitate. I'll tell you what I think last.
Midfielder.
He likes that word.
Midfielder.
Facilitate.
I'll be real. I think C-,
damn.
Yeah? Because I ain't giving no credit at until you do the work on the pitch.
New strike force.
Yeah, I'm not giving no credit. No
it's a
credit.
Transfer window.
Yeah, so then I'm not giving... Yeah, so the transfers we got, they're good when you've done the work. Right? And I'm not rating them. Like, it was good signings. They're good signings, but I'm not giving out no ratings.
But we finished 15th, yeah? And we apparently had no money and we bought Cunha, Sesko and Mbeumo. That's a solid... That's good work, bro.
Yeah.
You can't even underestimate. That's really good work, personally.
If you could rank it without seeing the work.
Then we probably had one. I'll give it a B. Because we've got the best players that's out there, that's available.
Prem proven.
But
Osimhen?
No. But yeah, personally, some of the players that left, I might have kept. Yous lot will think I'm mad for saying this.
Yeah, of course. Like who?
Yous lot will think I'm mad for saying
Sancho.
This. Yeah?
Don't say Sancho.
Let him land.
I might have kept Antony, you know.
Damn!
On a left wing back.
Do you know
flex.
What? Damn. Do you know
on
what?
On a left wing back flex.
Right wing back. Right wing back.
I'm telling you, I reckon Antony could have done a job for us.
I'm with you.
He's got tenacity.
He's got work rate.
He's got pace. He's got work rate. And if he's going to have a good game, he could cross. He could do everything. I just might not have sold him, especially the price we sold him for.
How much?
Wasn't it like 22 mil or something?
Damn,
and then we got 50%.
Damn. PSR.
Sell-on clause, non-profit as well. Just.
I don't know about crossing.
Huh?
I don't know about crossing.
No, but...
He's got that one amazing cross with
like,
the outside of his
you're
foot.
You're kicking Ganacho, the ball, innit? Like, do you know what I'm saying? You could put the ball in a danger area. That's it, realistically.
But he works hard.
But
manager's
he's got
dream.
Tenacity, though. Like,
he can.
But he's going to... He's the second option, though. Because the first option is Ahmad, and then the next option is Dalot. So why would you have him there? And then it's not moving...
I don't
moving.
Like Dalot.
I think he'll do better than Dalot. He'll do better than Dalot.
As a second option?
You not see what Dalot done against Fulham?
Just as a wing back.
I see
as a wing back, he'll do better than Dalot.
All right, cool. Menace, what are you telling me?
Now, I'd say about a B minus C, to be fair. I think the centre mid problem needed to be fixed. I think that was more important than some other signings. I would have, if you told me Cunha or Mbeumo we don't sign to get a proper centre mid, I would have taken it. But is what it is, it's done. Sesko, I'm putting shares in there from early. I think he will turn out to be a good striker in due time. But I'd say the main problem that we had that we more or less solved or got rid of was Onana.
Due time this season, Sesko, or do you think
100%,
it's
he has to hit the ground running from early. Especially with the, and I'm going to use the word pressure, same pressure we put on the other strikers. He's got a different pressure, but he has pressure in the sense that we're not asking you to go for the league, but we're asking you respectably to put us back.
So how many goals would you expect from him?
Prem or all comps? Can we just
say
Prem?
We're only in the Prem, bro.
Prem?
Prem in the Prem Cup.
Bro, you said all
comps. See what we're used to?
Prem in the Prem Cup.
You said all comps like we're in the...
Prem in the FA Cup.
Prem in the FA Cup, bro.
Yeah, it's true. How many goals?
Dark.
How many goals used to be?
Midnight.
Dark. Yeah, dark.
Midnight dark.
Club.
Dark.
It's dark. Oh my. Man said all comps. That's what I'm used to. You know what you're talking
about?
It's all comps. That's what we're used to.
Dark.
We're going backwards, man.
So how many goals used to be?
I would say, anyhow, with Sesko, I would say end of the season. Respectably, he should be in double figures, and I'm going to say mid double figures. I'm not just going to accept 10. I'm saying I need him in all comps.
So a better return.
There's only two comps.
Yeah, in all comps, in all of those comps.
So like 15 scored.
13, 14, 15, yeah.
I said Sesko could hit 15.
15 is rich. I'd say I don't want 10. I don't want it. I would say more towards the middle.
Do you reckon he could score more goals than
Jokeres? No.
I said don't shoot at no one else, man.
No, we're not shooting. I'm just asking that we're going to... There's strikers that pulled up into the league. Obviously, you got Jock Lesnar and you got our striker.
Jock Lesnar is mental.
Bro, and we... I just got a feeling.
He has been honking, but I think he'll get better. I think he just needs to play his way into form.
He, Jock Lesnar? Yeah, he'll be all right, I think. But then can our striker score more goals?
And he's
going to
get a lot
person?
Of goals. Like what he done against Leeds. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, I think in the big games, I don't think he's going to be like the difference maker, like open the scoring and all that kind of stuff like that. But in them games like Leeds, where he'll slap two on the end of a 2-0.
But if we say just Premier League goals then, Premier League, who will score more goals?
Jokeres.
I think Jokeres should be in position to score
more
goals.
And to be honest, he has to score
more. KG's hurt for that answer. KG's
I think he's going to score. No, I'm not hurt.
He should be. He's at Arsenal, man.
He has to score more. He has to score more.
I think Sesko will score a lot of goals for Man United. He's leading the line. He's the main guy leading the line. And Mbeumo, and we can find him, if we can play for him.
I hope he does. If we got 15 goals from Sesko, that is.
I'll be real. We ain't getting 15 goals. From
so yeah,
damn. We're not.
Well, we'll have
we're
to
not.
See,
bro.
You are ground bad,
honest.
Man.
We are not getting 15 goals from. No.
Well, you're gonna get 15 from Ekitike?
I think so. Yeah.
Okay. Cool. So, I think
12 more.
12 more than Sesko.
No, 12 more to go.
Ah, okay. Now you can go 20 games, no goals.
Rank the window for you.
For me, the window's like, if we got Belaba, it would have been an A++ star for me. It would have been cold, but we didn't. So I'm gonna say like a B. The outgoings were really good for me.
Yeah.
You get me? Getting rid of the whole bomb squad, basically. Bomb getting squad, rid of the most of the bomb squad. Malaysia can probably still go because Turkey and Saudi's open, so hopefully it can still get out of there. Addressing the goalkeeper issue had to be done.
That needs to be spoken about.
I think it still puts us, because that means you got to put him straight in against City, you know? Because I don't care what no one says. Onana's better than Bayern there. We'll get into the goalkeeper stuff in a second. My grade would be, like I said, B. I think the outgoings were cold. I think if you told me when we finished 15th last year that we're going to change our whole forward line and it's going to be Sesko and Bremo and Cunha, I'll tell you you were smoking budge or whatever.
So do you not
rate? Smokes.
Do you not rate?
Do you know what I'm saying? I'm just saying.
I thought we had a pact. There was no insults. I was gonna be here.
You know me. I can't help myself.
Okay, cool. So I'm asking you this: Do you come on? It's a family friendly show. Put the guns down. You know what I'm saying?
That's wicked from you.
Yeah, you know I'm saying. So I'm asking: did you think Sesko, like before you had signed him, was that one of your striking targets, like as fans?
No.
It's not,
I don't
honest,
know.
I'm asking you because you're like, oh, you're if you told as, me, I would have been like, Ross.
You're saying as fans, but you can only go what's out there, innit? So everybody is in the market. All the strikers, whether it be Osherman, Valhalovic, you're looking at all the strikers and you work out which one.
Valhalla, man. Juve.
Vlahovic.
Whatever his name is.
Ragnar Lothbrok.
Do you know what I'm saying? But like I'm trying to say, you work with all the strikers in the pool that's available. So and that's what you look at, and then you get to do that you can. So I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing.
I think, said it before. I reckon if we lot were in the money for a striker, I did say it. But this is me just no. Like, I got my Liverpool hat on, but it's not being biased. I'm saying I reckon you lot should have gone for Mateta. That's forget.
For the price that Brentford asked for.
Brentford.
Sorry. I'm thinking Whistler. I'm not going to lie.
FBI watching.
Whistler was in my mind. I'm not going to lie to you.
Like, I think so. All in all,
I think Mateta's
all right. In all, I think it's decent. There's other positions that we need to look at. Definitely like this wing backs and stuff that we need.
I reckon you need two defenders. I reckon.
A centre back.
Yeah, I said.
We don't need a centre back.
We do need a centre back.
I
don't think the defence is that bad, bro. We're one injury away at left back and at centre back for being in a crisis.
Two defenders.
Heaven's a child.
I think you need two defenders.
We've got Heaven and Mazraoui.
Stop being stupid. Heaven's not it, man.
He's a child.
If we can get like 15, 14 mil for Heaven, that's gratitude. We paid a million for him.
Remember, we're all missing one person, you know.
He wasn't even playing at Arsenal, bro. We're coming for £1 million.
But has he been bad?
All right, one second. I'm not saying that he's done bad. He's done half decent, whatever. But if that's your ambitions, it's crazy. Heaven's not the answer, bro.
He doesn't start though. When everyone's fit, he don't start. For me, De Ligt and Yoro are the two guys that I like. Martinez is a liability because he's always injured. Heaven's a child. Mazraoui's a right back.
Mazraoui's better as a first centre back than a wing back.
Shaw plays good at first centre back. Injured. You're not relying on Shaw again. I'm not relying on Luke Shaw.
Now, we are okay with Mazraoui, Shaw, Heaven, and Maguire as their backups.
You've got a left back and a right back as centre backs.
We are all right with that. I think. I don't think we need to be focused on the defence. I think it, obviously, if you talk about a position in the team that we need to look at, it's the midfield.
That's fine, yeah. But
and the goalie.
Because we cling on to our past so much, yeah, and our history and all that, yeah. And just go back and look at them videos, yeah. When we was in our pump in our heyday, it weren't for no reason. It's not just Alex Ferguson and this and that. We had some of the best players in the league. In the best league in the world. So there's some of the best players in the world playing for us. It is not that now.
When?
But we had to, back in the day when we were doing our thing.
Flintstones.
Like, whenever, but I'm saying that, like, it is not
MSN.
It is not that now. So you want to improve everywhere you can. At what point was it enough?
He needs a red card. Someone give him a red.
I'm sorry, I tried, bro.
He's the yellow card.
He said MSN and Flintstones, bro.
I'm ignoring him.
And there's one in the corner just going off? Like, just shouting in the car.
We won the league on your Blackberry Pearls.
You are forgetting that.
We won the league.
Greg can mute his mic in post as well. Like, just don't worry about him, man. Like, it's fine. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, we can turn this down. Like, let's just concentrate.
We're moving on to the Manchester derby, yeah? Man United have the ability to win two games in a row, back to back wins.
We ain't done that.
And then Man City could lose three games in a row, three Prem games in a row. The stakes are high.
One thing I will say, yeah, this goalkeeper issue again, yeah. Like I said, I think Onana's 100% a better goalkeeper than Bayern there, yeah. But he had
you're
to get
on drugs.
That's fine. But he had to get rid of him for whatever reason, yeah. My man's came in. He's unproven. He's young. He's ready to tear. So you move like you don't want to take the risk. If he's not good enough to go in that City game, that is an issue. Like, that is a big issue, especially now you got rid of Onana. He can't be fighting with Bayern there.
I'm saying this. The last time I see the Belgian number two in the Prem was Mignolet.
He was your goalkeeper.
And yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you loved
and
him.
I loved him.
You used to tell me Mignolet was cold all the time.
Bro, you know me. I'm argumentative and combative.
So you're a liar.
I was hurt, bro. It kept me up at night. I'm telling you, this guy don't look it. From Genk. It don't work like that.
You wouldn't know that. You would have seen highlights, and all the highlights that you see from a goalkeeper highlights is him saving shots. So to tell me the goalkeeper don't look like he's it.
I see a 30 mistake.
Wait, hold on. That's a fact.
Sorry, one second. Yeah, carry on. Anybody talking to me about this goalkeeper is talking nonsense. You even done it to me on the phone the other day. He don't look like he's it. Shut up. Like you've never watched Antwerp. You've never watched Antwerp. Shut up.
Yeah,
you're
but
you're watching highlights.
Clear.
All he's doing in the highlights is saving. What's man talking about?
Bro, his errors.
I saw his bloopers. You know what?
Wait. Let me say this, and you lot can go ahead. Yeah, because this is an important fact. Amorim, yeah, has never lost to City in his life. In it ever.
We're not losing to City, you know. We're not losing
in the Prem.
No, but we're not losing that.
Hold on. Let me say this. Amorim has never.
Don't keep that in.
Dyslexia, bro.
All right, bouncer, man. Come on, man.
That was up to me to throw.
Bouncer. Man said bouncer.
Let me govern. Let me govern.
Hey, nah.
I wasn't governed, bro.
Okay. Come on, Akim.
You're not internet ready, bro.
I need to ask you this, yeah?
You're not internet ready, bro.
You say it, bro.
I got you. This is serious stuff. Amorim's never lost to City in the league, though. In the league.
We've been here a year.
Fam. It's all right. One draw, one win. I was there. I watched it.
They're setting us up.
Gone.
That's a terrible stat. That's terrible.
It's true, though. It's a true stat.
Bro, he's been here for like, what, 9 months?
Bro, it's a true stat, though. That's an official stat. You can't argue with the truth.
10 minutes talking about
Grimsby. I know what they're doing.
Last game at Etihad, we came out 2-1 winners.
And we was decent there. I was there that game. I watched it. And obviously, it was a smash and grab, but we was decent. It's not what you was expecting. You thought we was just going to go there and just get run over. And that weren't the case.
And remember, he made the big decision. That's when the bomb squad really started. That's the first time he dropped Rashford and Garnacho. Yeah. We never saw Rashford after that moment in a Man United shirt. So this Didn't now, he? No, he just, after that, he just, and he went Aston Villa. So this manager is going into this game and everything's on the line because while we're 13th. Where are we now in the
ninth?
He's got receipts. It's more of the same with that United stuff. We play decent against the big teams. So I don't think we should go into this game too scared or too worried.
I'm not shook
at this game though. I proper think we win this game.
Where are we doing?
I'm telling you.
Do you think, are you as confident knowing that we're going to go into the game with Cunha out, Mount possibly out? They said it's not too serious, but he might be out. No Dalot. Are you still confident?
Yes, because like we've even last year when we was meaty, yeah, like super, super meaty, we still done good against the big clubs. We done good.
No, we did.
Against who?
Let's go.
Is Cunha still injured, yeah? He's going to be injured for the
I think Cunha's going to be injured, yeah.
He's hit and miss.
So if Cunha's out, if Mount's out, if Dalot's out, I feel like we could start with Mainu starting further forward in one of the 10s. And I feel like we could actually move to City only because they look frail at the back. And I feel like we've got a lot of pace and power. Man could just go at them from the first
I'll
minute.
I'll be honest.
That's it.
On a slot. Klopp, you know what I'm saying, isn't it? Top way thing. I think, what's that song? Ding, 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 under pressure. I think if you put Mainu in one of those tens, yeah, I don't think it works. I not against City, the way they're managing it. He knows what I'm talking about.
Did you not bag it against you lot when he played 10?
Know what I'm talking about, innit?
Sorry, Loons, you don't see Mainu being more effective further forward in one of them 10s than in the 2 in the middle.
But not a wide 10, central 10, yeah. not a, it's, you lot got wide tens, isn't it?
Yeah, but they play inside.
Yeah, but
I'll be real, Mainu is not one of them tens.
That's thank you. I'm gonna step out now. I done my work.
1 second, go on, elaborate.
He's not. He's
so
not.
You think he's better in the two?
When we play with them
in Bruno's position or Casemiro's?
He's no, Bruno's position.
They're saying as one of the
tens. One of the tens.
You said he's not good in the ten.
Yeah, he's
so not. That means you think he's better in the midfield than one of the two. I'm asking you, Bruno's position or Casemiro's?
I'm so hurt that I don't think he's good for Man United. He has no
legs. What is that based
on? No, man. I watched when he came on against Burnley, bro. Yeah, I don't know.
Free Mainu.
Game time. If it's lack of game time, but bro, he looked lost. He ain't the Mainu that.
Well,
he stunk the pace up
against Grimsbury.
Free him up.
User went online crying about this and the day, and he started against Grimsbury and he absolutely stunk the pace up.
And then he came on against Burnley.
Wait, are we really doing this about Mainu right
We're
now?
We're having a conversation.
No, but I'm checking because we need to, as a group right now.
You gotta fix his marriage, bro. You gotta talk about why you ain't coming home at night.
Even though man will say Mainu stunk against Grimsby, I feel like he was the reason for one of the goals because he took the ball right.
He's one of our best players, even though it stunk. What, bro.
Against Grimsby?
Against Grimsby, yeah, he was.
I got a statement to make, yeah?
Even though it was terrible, but he was one of the reasons why we scored.
Let me ask you this one question. Did Mainu do anything when he came on against Burnley? Absolutely nothing.
All right, let me just say something, yeah? We've been down bad for so long, yeah? We're doing what Arsenal fans do. We're so terrible, we cling on to our youth players and stuff, and then we think it's a victory. You know, like, oh, we got Wilshere, we got this.
Ebanks, Blake.
Yeah, we think it's a victory that we can argue to other fans and say, oh, we got Garnacho, oh, we got Mainu. And the man's talking about, how can you sell Garnacho? How can you... Look at these guys, and this is no disrespect, because I think Mainu's cold, but if you look at these guys and what, they ain't done nothing.
That's
they don't
awful,
have
it.
This fanfare that they're demanding and commanding and all these emotions, they ain't done nothing. The same guys played most of the games this season and we still finished 15th last year.
No, but two things can be true.
After finishing 15th, anybody can go, you know? There's no one that's above the biggest. After finishing 15th, any one of them can go.
No,
you was part of that.
No, because that's the mistake. The two things can be true. You're right on the
31 games. We finished 15th.
But then he was important. These guys were important. He was a...
Kobbie Mainu has never finished higher than 8th for Manchester United.
But he was important, though.
How cold is it? It's not about
is he the problem of why he never finished?
What I'm trying to say is, how cold is he? Is it going to be the difference? He has never finished higher than 8th.
FA Cup final.
How many seasons has he had, though?
They can all go.
So why are you arguing?
They can't run a team like that.
Not all of them are bad.
Nothing, I'm just saying.
Bro, you're wearing the body warmer at the club. You want to sack
everybody.
It's
not body warmer, it's like gilets.
It's a gilet. Anyone can go.
But I'm saying, yeah, listen.
Anyone can go.
I believe, yeah. I
would have said body warmer as well.
Yeah, Slot Klopp. Slot's born on the same day as me, you know. Found out, 17th September. Anyway, I'm saying, yeah. That I think the whole situation changes if the formation changed. Four at the back. Ugaya Casemiro in that deep liar. Kobbie Mainu, Bruno. I think your season changes. Honestly, I think with those two there, bang.
No, with Amorim.
Stop.
I just think that midfield, I think you've got more of a chance.
It's a reductive argument. The formation that you're telling us to go back to didn't work under Ten Hag, didn't work under Ole. These things that you're talking about, it's a stupid reductive argument.
We never played three in the middle.
Said that he's trying to let them learn this formation and he's willing to change it.
I'm saying it's not an argument. That same system that you're telling me is not good enough. Maybe you're saying it's not good enough for Manchester United. The argument they're saying is not working in the Prem is nonsense. We've lost to that formation in the league.
What formation?
4-3-4-3.
Wait a second, we played with a 10.
What's that mean?
We played with a 10 with Bruno.
What does that mean? 4-3-4-3.
I'm saying we've lost to the... We ain't seen the 4-3-3. We've lost to that formation. So? Southampton beat us with it. Palace beat us with it.
Loon said 4-3-3.
I said with a deep line, not with a 10.
No, but I'm saying we've done 4-3-3.
We ain't done 4-3-3.
On the 10 half.
The last time we done 4-3-3, no. We had a 10. That's not a 4-3-3. Last time we saw 4-3-3 was Pogba, Herrera, and Matic in the middle. We ain't done a 4-3-3 since then. We ain't done a 4-3-3.
I know my stuff, but I'm going to back out.
I'll be real, though. I think the formation
Menace,
bro.
You ain't taking a touch,
the formation
bro.
Definitely works.
It don't work.
The formation creates so many chances. So what are you saying? The formation is good
that's
enough to create chances,
players.
But it's not good enough
that's
to score them.
That's because we got fast players. We got quick, rapid
that's the player's fault.
It's not. It's the fact that we're always overpowered in the middle because we don't have enough man in the middle. And we're overcompensating all over the pitch. We got Mason Mount playing because we got Casemiro playing.
That's not true.
Menace, give the ball to Menace.
You know what I'm saying? The fact that this all stemmed from Kobbie Mainu, yeah? It's all cyber Kobbie Mainu. The fact that we can't find a way to make this guy play, it's on us, bro. I don't care. Man, I'm talking about playing 10, playing. The guy's a baller, bro. If we can't facilitate to him playing, we're the bad guys, bro.
We are.
And I'm not talking about Kobbie Mainu the way I'm talking about Garnacho, by the way, you know. I'm talking about Kobbie. This is a guy who took
Blood, he's a close quarters player though. You mean like he's some powerful runner like Seydorf? If he was a powerful runner like Seydorf, he'd be taking this league by storm. I hear what you are saying, but let's be real. He's not.
When he stepped into the England side, what was the difference?
We had a team that was allowed to play. That you got Rice in the middle. He's an all-action midfielder. You got Mainoo. He can play. Amorim don't like man dribbling. Amorim don't like his midfielders dribbling. He just wants man to get the ball and get rid of it. That's it. Mainoo's a guy who will get the ball, he'll turn and he'll dribble at man. That's what he does. Amorim don't want that, so he don't fit into.
So who's
system.
The bad guy then?
Amorim.
That's exactly my point.
He's not the bad guy though, because he's doing what's right for the club.
Big up, Ruben.
Don't fit.
He
in
ain't
the
won
team.
Two games in a row.
But it doesn't matter though.
We finished 15th.
Yeah, but he's doing what's right for the starting lineup,
bro. Okay, what then. Part is
okay,
right
then.
For the
okay,
club?
Then. Okay, then. We have a game against City. Are you not saying Mainoo must play?
Next to Casemiro.
Why?
With those injuries.
I'm not, do you know what? With the formation, I have no idea.
Sorry. Let me. I want you here. Take the injuries out of it, because that's easy. That's a cop out. Take injuries out of it. We go into this City game. You're telling me Mainoo must play?
Mainoo starts for me.
Where?
In centre midfield.
Next to Casemiro.
No, I'm not. Casemiro don't start.
Bruno and Mainoo.
Bruno's in the 10.
I told you I play free.
Bruno's a 10, guys.
Okay, one sec. What I'm...
He is a 10.
Bruno's a 10.
Okay, I want to ask you one question.
Thank you, he is.
You lot are going to stand here and say... Casemiro's got no legs.
Yeah.
Okay, so then you want to play two legless people in centre mid?
I'll play your guy.
Casemiro's got legs for 60 minutes.
Okay.
He's got legs for 60 minutes.
How many minutes has Mainoo got legs for?
Mainoo can... Let me tell
you one thing here that I know how to do. I know how to run here, and that guy can't run.
We're doing too much, bro, on this running thing.
One second. Running's one of the most important things you could do in the league. That's why we got the ball for getting bad out by Billings and them, man, there. No, because they run. What's man talking about?
We're talking about controlling the game, guys. We're talking about... Do you lot just want to be runners all day long? Or do you want to build up the play and have balance? I'm saying right now, with Mainoo and Casemiro, you can build from that, and Bruno in his actual position in the 10 with Mbeumo. You still got the players of Dorgu, you still got Ahmad.
You're saying that with the injuries though, right?
I'm saying that with the injuries.
Okay, cool.
Guys were back, maybe it's a
Cunha's,
different
conversation. If Cunha's there, Cunha's fine.
It's a different, exactly, but I'm not saying, as it stands right now, we know that Cunha's had a hamstring, it's unlikely he'll be back.
Okay.
So we're going to stick with
Bruno in his proper position,
next to Mbeumo, play Casemiro and Kobbie, and guess what? Our best game in pre-season was when Kobbie and Ugarte was playing and Bruno was in the 10.
No Casemiro.
Yeah, but then Ugarte started the next game and stunk out for no reason.
If that's the case, yeah, why the hell have we brought two 10s knowing that Bruno is a 10?
And I'm glad that you're bringing, because now we're at the manager, because you said the manager's doing something good for us. And I'm
he said good for himself, good for the formation.
But then we could lose this player. This is the only thing that I'm worried about. We could potentially lose this player in Kobbie Mainoo, and then after this manager gets sacked, and then what do? Because we did that with when we trusted Ten Hag. Ten Hag told us, everybody, I don't like this goalkeeper. I'm gonna go get you a new one, and he brought in Onana. Then we saw what we did see is we had a liability, and De Gea was still good. So if you lot want to do this again, back in a manager hasn't got two back-to-back wins.
Fernandez.
Anybody that wants to get Alvaro Fernandez.
Left back. We sold him for no reason. Now he plays for Real Madrid.
What Onana done? De Gea is.
Say that again. Say it louder.
I said, I don't give a toss what Onana done. This whole De Gea talk, De Gea needed to go. He was terrible.
Who was worse than the club?
De Gea needed to go.
De Gea was worse than Onana.
Yes.
Bro, we got rid of him. He just won the Golden Glove.
I watched us. We couldn't even play football. We couldn't even retain possession. He'll get the ball and he'll hoof it long. We couldn't even have retained possession of the ball.
This is chaos.
No, one sec.
Two things could be right. The gear needed to go.
He needed to go.
And I don't care what Adana's done.
I'll do it to balance the ship. I was going to balance the ship and tell you.
Wait, one voice.
Let me just tell you one thing, yeah? We got rid of De Gea to buy a goalkeeping playing. Football playing goalkeeper.
And they didn't play football with him.
All he does is hoof it. So what did we solve? We might as well just kept De Gea. And De Gea is better than Onana.
De Gea needed to go. Terrible. He's like crazy.
De Gea's last season, it was a farewell. He got, we could say whatever, golden glove, whatever. He needed to leave, yeah?
Had to.
But what we replaced him with was equally the problem. That's the problem that we had. We didn't replace him. Exactly, equally, if not worse.
Look, do you forget how bad them team was with the defences and the chopping and changing? And my man,
the finals,
my
he mashed up a couple finals as well. Didn't save one penalty in the Europa final.
Missed the penalty.
Grimsby. Did you see?
I have no horse in this race.
Palm Angels with the saves.
Double L.
The year we finished 8th under Ten Hag, we weren't for Onana, we would have finished 15th. Then.
Guys, wait, hold on. This is perfect.
It's not my opinion. Just go and check the stats. His XG about the goals he prevented. Just go and check.
I'm not
facing 35 shots a game.
I'm going to help you. Bro, you said you're going to be calm. You're in the Gile, bro.
I'm hot, father.
Bro, you said
can I say one more thing about...
Wait, no. This is important, yeah? Because we've done it. We're in the transfer market. And we finally bought in a goalkeeper.
It's getting trill.
Half time. Flip it. Kunya.
All right, wait, listen. Has the goalkeeping dilemma been sorted out? Are we feeling confident?
We don't know.
Do we feel that Lemons, yeah? Because we had a chance to buy the Aston Villa guy, yeah? Martinez. We had a chance to buy Martinez, ex-Arsenal. We could have bought him in, and he's Premier League proven, but we've gone for a guy that none of us have seen play, if I'm sure.
None of us.
I'm just saying, a lot of people haven't seen him play.
Yeah, on this whole situation, you lot will say I'm crazy. Yeah?
Go ahead.
Tell us what you think. I'll tell you this. Jesus. See, if old Nana never left, yeah, I can't guarantee, but I think by the end of the season, old Nana would have ended up with the most appearances.
Yeah, I think so.
And we would have conceded so many goals because of his mistakes.
If they never got rid of Onana, he would have finished the season with most appearances.
Yeah, I believe that.
He would have finished the season out of all three of them goalies.
It kind of shot us in the foot.
Getting rid of him.
I'm not going to lie. Huh? Fam, United fans are going crazy. We are actually going insane.
Because
we are insane.
Because what he's saying is Lamans has to be good.
Bro.
That's why he shot us in the foot, because Lamans has to be good.
Has to be better.
Let me say, man are dissing Mainu. And then saying that we should have kept Onana. Firstly, can I say something? This is mad. Firstly, Mainu's the only midfielder we have that can dribble. Secondly, Onana is a massive L. Fam, did you not see the compilation of all the mistakes?
What's he good at?
We don't even watch. It's not even a compilation. We watch it live. He's a midfielder. He's a midfielder.
Calm down.
Okay, I'm relaxed. I tried my best. You're mad. I'm upset. It's come from you. What's he good at? You two. Okay, no, you one, two. What's Onana good at?
Can I just say one thing though?
Shot stopping.
No. Wait. Stop for a second. Repeat what you just said.
Shot stopping.
No.
What does he stop? What the hell does he stop?
I can't defend him, yeah, because he throws them in himself. So it's lapses of judgment, yeah. But he's good. He's a good shot stopper.
He's man.
Hit it low. He can't get down.
His worst attribute, bro.
I agree with everything.
Pounded yam.
I think he might be smoking drugs, because what he's doing at United don't make no sense. He's better than even the level that he's playing at. This is what I'm telling you.
What are you talking about? Doing what?
Who, Onana?
Tell us.
Shot stopping.
All the highlights I saw before he came was him passing the ball.
Okay, but one sec. But when I...
Wait, where's the shot stopping come from?
Me when I went and watched...
I'm carrying to danger.
This new goalie, don't watch clips.
I'm not watching clips on purpose.
Huh?
I don't want no expectations. I don't want to invest any stocks into anyone.
I can't
believe
what we're doing here.
What are you looking to see? Can I wait? Can I ask a question, yeah? What are you looking to see from clips of a goalie?
Me personally?
No, honestly. Me personally. Because look, he's going to face shots in the game. If he saves them, they're going to clip it. That's it. They're not going to clip.
No. Do you know what I want to see?
They're not going to clip
him
the other stuff.
And getting corners. Like, I want to see corners. I want to see how he handles the box.
We're Man United, yeah? So...
Regardless.
When a player is going to Man United, you'll find everything. And what I see, yeah.
I can't believe this.
I'm not saying yes, we've got a new goalie. If we got Martinez, then I would have been happy.
He said
he makes a lot of mistakes.
You see him, yeah. He's a pundit fan. So you see who the pundits say is trash, he's on them.
That's disrespectful.
He's on them. He's trying to be disrespectful right now.
Everybody in this room knows Onana is not a good goalkeeper.
Everybody in this room knows.
And if you're trying to tell yourself you don't know, you've not been watching the games, because we've seen mistakes upon mistakes.
You guys were saying
that Onana, we've lost something with him going. No, we have not. We have not lost nothing.
I never said we lost anything.
Even though I haven't even seen that other guy play,
I'm trusting him more.
I already feel know that he'll be better than Onana because Onana has hurt us more. I've been giving him enough. How many chances do you want
to
give him?
Sorry to cut you. Wait, let me go. It's not about that we've lost something. It's about the pressure on the goalkeeper. Because if you're saying, yeah, the goalkeeper's not good enough to go in against City and you want to go against Bayern there. One second. So say Bayern there starts against City. Say we have a good game, we keep a clean sheet, 0-0, or we win 1-0. Then that means he's got to play against Chelsea as well. If Le Mans, yeah, is battling and can't get in our starting team because of Bayern there, he's meaty.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
What are you talking
about?
That's
fair. I'm saying starting. Yeah.
What I'm trying to say is this is what the problem is because there's pressure on Le Mans because he has to be the truth. There's no middle ground.
I'm with
because,
you.
Because Bayern there ain't better than Onana.
KG's waiting to see what Goldberg
But then is our manager, you lot, we all know Amorim now. Look how long it took to play Sesko. So is our manager going to face him? Is he going to face him in?
You can't phase in goalkeepers, bro.
Why are you phasing a goalie?
I know this,
but
I'm saying...
There's no friends in football. Yeah? Okay. There's no friends. If that goalie is fit, start him. If this is going to be your number one. If not, then leave him on... Like, if he's going to be battling with Bayern...
If not, why did you buy him?
Yeah. And you had a potential number one in Martinez.
So right now, at this table, do we all agree that we have to start the new goalkeeper?
Yeah. What's the point? Because Bayern there is trash.
All right,
he's not
that. Yes, he is.
So, vote. He's not a starting keeper for United. Le Mans should start. Oh.
But do you know what?
What are you arguing for?
You know what? You know what rattles me about Bayern Deer? When I keep seeing him do the split in the warm up, that rattles me about him.
Yeah, but I don't know how you, man. I don't know how you could say Onana's better than Bayern Deer because it's like comparing shit and piss. I don't get it.
No, he is.
Wow. Listen,
you're being, you know what it is? You're being emotional.
That's racist.
You're being emotional. You're letting it get in the way. Of course, Onana's better than Bayern Deer. It's factual.
What one's Onana?
Go and check the amount of shots they face and the amount of goals they conceded.
Yeah, but there's no context to that.
There is context.
All right, lads. I've got a break-up play.
He's got a 47.
Here we go.
Page is trying to control the room.
I've got a break-up play.
I'm here like, come on, man. I'm the voice of reason.
Oh,
this is
whatever, man.
Damn.
So listen, Man City, yeah, have a handful of missing players as well. Cherky's out. Foden's out. Stones is out. Kovacic's out. Gavardio's out. Savinho's out. Kuzinov's out. Yeah? That's a lot of guys out. Are we in the driving seat?
It's a setup for when we lose. This is what's going to get brought up, mate.
You say that, but how many of them men that are out are integral to what's going on? Kuzinov, Savinho.
While we're saying this,
what's man talking about?
United currently sit above Man City in the league as well.
Bro, we win that game.
I don't know where we sit on the table, bro. I think we'll win, and I'd still want Amorim out. I still don't think Man United are good, but I just feel like based on the circumstance, we'll win. No, it's not even that. It's just so much football, isn't it? And City have been weak.
Oh, you don't know my stance.
And United have got enough power and pace to take advantage of that. Simple.
Because they're weak on the counter-attack, and we do have those players. We do have Ahmad. I think even...
Bremo's a different kind of athlete.
If we had Cunha, 100% we're winning.
No, but in Xerxes, this is where you probably use him.
Not the same as Cunha, though, man.
Xerxes ain't got the running power. He can't move.
Not the same as Cunha.
He's good, though. He's decent.
He's hurt me again.
I'm not hurting me. I'm hearing what you're saying, but I think Xerxes is a smart player.
He looks after
the ball. He's dangerous, and he can find the space.
But I feel like it's better when you're playing against the team that's sitting back.
He reminds me of like a Lee Trundle,
classic.
Lee Trundle,
classic championship player.
Lee Trundle's an absolute rude boy as well, so I don't know why he's trying to disrespect
me. I'm saying top, nuts, salad.
So what do you lot think though? Do you think that we got a chance in, because you're saying we can win this game?
No, not could. We win.
Have anyone been successful with the predictions on this show? Has anyone had a successful prediction thing?
So
like,
let me ask you quickly. Can I ask you, so what, can I go around? You reckon you're going to beat City? Got a score?
No. I reckon we draw.
Draw, okay.
Yes.
What's the score?
2-1.
Damn.
Where is it? Etihad?
Yep.
Yeah, I know what I'm doing. I'm doing away or draw.
Away or...
They're saying the bookies, man.
I'm just saying, what does away mean? United win or draw?
I can never predict us to lose. I've never seen a keeper play. I'm hoping he's good. If our keeper's good, we win this game 2-1. 2-1. If our keeper's shit and he's just allowing madness.
What if it's Bayern there?
That's what I'm about
I
to say,
I believe it's going to be Bandeira. I think the manager's not going to play this new guy. He's going to say he's not had enough time to train. Everything I've seen from
him. He's been an international break. He's been playing for two weeks. He's fine.
Amorim does mad things.
He does do mad things.
He does mad things.
He's going to play the goalkeeper coach.
He could have thrown in, my man. He could have thrown in Mbeumo. Wait, two games.
Cry in the bed. It's your turn now. What do you reckon?
Man said cry in the bed. You can't dictate the show. This is our Manchester United table.
You're not even sitting here and I listen to you.
Listen.
I haven't told you cry in the bed. I don't even know that.
Cold bed and crying it.
3-1 United.
3-1 United.
Bro, I feel like, look, even if you've got a goalkeeper, a bad goalkeeper, I feel like I'm not scared of City when it comes to corners and set pieces like that. And when it comes to counter-attacking, I feel like we'll have them. Their defence is shaky right now.
Do you want my score?
Go quickly, yeah. Don't ask for it.
I think it goes two ways, yeah?
I think it goes either.
It can go three ways. Football goes three ways, boys. Win, loss, or draw, innit? But I'm saying it goes either two ways, yeah. 4-0 City or 3-0 City.
That's great. Okay, cool. Sesko, he only started against Grimsby. Didn't light the place up. He got into the end of a few headers. There's potential there. He's only played 80 minutes in the league so far. Does Sesko start for any of you?
This will be the start.
Does he start?
This will be the start. This game will be the turning point for me.
If there's any time to make your name, go make it
now.
That's
what I'm saying. This is
the start. So you'd start him?
Yeah, with the injuries we've got. If everyone was fit, no.
So if Mason Mount's fit, you don't start him?
If Mason Mount and Cunha was fit, yeah, the way they've been playing this season, Sesko don't get into my team.
So then what does that say about Sesko?
It's the same thing with the goalkeeper. There's no friends in football. You wasn't available at the start. Everyone is performing. You're not playing. That's it.
Sesko, no bench.
Our goals, like top goal scorers, own OGs, bro. We ain't performing. What do you mean?
You're stat padding it. We're so far away from stats. Like I need to see encouragement.
Performance.
Are we playing well? We're playing well. We're creating chances. Every game we've played, yeah. It's not the manager's fault. It's the player's fault why we ain't won. Because we create bare chances.
And then why don't we score them? Why don't we score them?
Because they're wallets.
Because we don't have a striker.
It's not because we don't have a striker.
You lot's heads are gone.
When Bayern there clipped that ball all the way into the box and Cunha touched it down and it's just him and the goalkeeper. You can't say he didn't score that because he didn't have a striker. You can't say he didn't score that because of Amorim.
That's one chance.
That's execution, bro.
Bro, it's execution, if we've got a striker, on the players, you don't bro. Have a striker. You're saying we're not finishing our chances. That's what we bought a striker for.
No. It's our players at that time have lack of composure to score the goal because we're creating the chances.
This is what we're doing under 10-10.
But then haven't we done this before? Because right now there's a stat saying that we got the highest XG, but then we ain't scored the goals. So that's something.
Under 10-10, we've done the same thing.
Can I just explain one thing to you, yeah? We play with two cuttings, yeah? Yeah, we play with two cut-ins, yeah? Do you know how easy as a team to defend a hanging ball back post? That's all Sesko's going to get if he starts, a hanging ball back post.
He's not going to get no natural whips.
You're not getting no natural
whips. Even your right wing back's got a left foot. That's crazy to me. Your right wing back having a left foot is insane.
Do you not rate the striker? Do you not rate Sesko? Because it's sounding kind of...
It's not, I don't rate him. But right now, off these three games, Mount, Cunha and Mbeumo, you've done your thing. I'm not dropping them.
But we've lost, drawn and won. It's not that good.
This
is what I'm explaining to
you. It's
not a result. It's not a result.
We're Man United.
Like, we need to stop saying that, bro.
But we are Man United. And what does that mean? We was bad last season.
What does that mean, though? We're Man United. What does that mean?
So that goes expectations, against what you're saying. That goes against what you're saying. Because we just about beating Burnley and drawing with Fulham.
Come on, calm down, lads.
What does we're Man United mean?
Because... realistically, last season, we stunk so bad, we couldn't see nothing.
Talk again, Bino.
We couldn't see nothing. See this season, the first three games, minus Grimsby, I'm seeing improvements.
Mm.
Like, I'm excited.
In performance, not results.
Because I don't even think we're clicking.
But
right
then
now.
That doesn't explain what Man United means. You just said, I'm seeing improvements. Yeah, we're Man United. That's nothing, bro. Man, them are saying we're Man United.
When
I'm saying we're Man United, it's a great statement, but Man United has been declining for years. So we're finally where we really are. So that Man United thing doesn't wash anymore. Fam, it's just a statement.
This time last season, we were creating bare chances and not scoring them as well.
So like, not much has really changed. We've been creating
personnel
and not scoring.
I reckon,
you know, personnel. Well, we had Hoyland. We had Hoyland.
I can't remember last season.
We had Hoyland.
I can't even remember.
We missed loads of chances last season.
We missed bare chances.
Yeah, last season, before Amarim came.
Remember Ten Hag's last game against West Ham? The amount of chances lost in that game, it looked like.
Hey, wait, I'm asking you lots of Man United fans here. Do you not reckon you're the only team that misses chances or something? Yeah. What's going on
like
here?
Like that, it's the fact that we don't score at all.
Everyone misses chances, boys.
Loons, see the problem is, see last year, I'm hearing everyone, oh, we're not creating.
We was creating.
Huh?
We was.
No, you're talking about the year before. Not towards the end of the season.
We was creating.
The end of the season.
Don't be so silly.
We haven't had a positive goal difference at the end of the season for like last 2 to 3 years, you know?
You man are getting confused.
Positive goal difference is what I'm saying.
Stop. What are we getting confused, man?
Let me talk. The same concept, yeah? Creating chances last year, this year, you could say what? We were doing it on both seasons, yeah?
Yeah.
The personnel we got now compared to what we had last season are two different teams, bro. Especially going forward.
Mm.
So defending Binos, I can understand why he's saying, bar results or whatnot, it looks better. The same quote on expected goals, whatever. We have different personnel. We've got two players that we've signed this season who are goals men in Cunha and in Bremel. Yeah, that have done it. Prem proven, we'll say, yeah?
Okay, cool.
One season, but Cunha's
not there. Bremel's only one player. Sesko, we don't know what's going on. City, they're not firing right now. Is everything lined up for us to have like the worst Manchester derby we've seen in a while? Or is this a recipe for a classic?
No, because we win the game. So as long as we win,
it's a classic.
Bro, the game could go. I don't care what it looks like. Just give me the three.
It goes back to my point. We've created last season. We beat City last season, yeah? And we had different personnel. Compared to this season now, we've got, okay, you could say Cunha's injured, but we've got players in which I would assume we've got more belief in compared to last year. And we're still on the same concept of we created last year. We created
terrible
this year.
Last year, man. I watched it. We could have put that game to bed.
Terrible.
But the personnel is different now.
We're talking about the derby. I'm talking about the derby.
Oh.
You just concentrate. Oh. Yeah. Don't get your knickers in a twist. No, you too. Your knickers were twisting. I'm talking about the derby, bro.
Go and move some cones with your
mother. But the man them have got PTSD. That's what we have to understand right now. The man them are really, from football ruined us last season. If we're going to tell the truth, because I said, we're going to come here, we're going to keep it real. Man United fans, we're flip-flopping all over the place. We don't know if we like the manager or if we do like the manager.
I like the manager.
I don't like the manager.
You like him?
No, I swear to God I do.
Tell us why.
I put a lot of the onus, I put it on the players. There's a lot of things that I needed addressed at the club, yeah, before the manager got there, yeah, and he's addressing them. And so I don't want to hold them against them for it. There's a lot of things that need to be done. It was never going to be nice. A lot of deadwood needed to go. We're talking about the characters, the in the changing room, what's the word I'm looking for?
Culture.
The culture in the changing room, all these kind of things. It needed to be gutted out. Rangnick even told you that it needs to be heart surgery. He's coming in to do the heart surgery. So even like if we got belabor and stuff like that, and we're going to, even if it don't work out of Amarim, because it's a results business, and don't get me wrong, I'm not stupid. I know he can definitely lose his job the way things are going. But the way I see it is, we will be, even if he got sacked, we'll be better off.
Yeah, left in
after
better place.
After he's gone. Do you know what I'm trying to say?
Why is that upstairs that have done?
That's fine,
better?
But he's
is that
doing,
Ineos?
I don't know, but he's doing the things that need to be done. And a lot of the time, I've watched these players get bare managers out of there. I think we've had every archetype of manager there is, and I think if it don't work with him, then we're definitely screwed. I don't know where you turn. Probably go and bring Ole back. I think the players are worse than the manager is. And again, when I'm watching the team, I watch football avidly. When I watch us creating stuff and doing stuff and these whack ass players not taking their opportunities.
Is that even now though? Like you feel about the players?
Yeah, because it's a completely different team.
Well, it's a completely different team, but we've still seen the same problems. I see Bremo go, obviously he's a good athlete, but I see him go a couple of games, nothing. No goals, no assists, not nothing. I see Cunha hit the post, and registered there, perfectly good opportunities.
He ain't even scored or assisted in pre-season.
That was Grimsby, and then the last game, Burnley. But what I'm trying to say is, I'm still seeing the same problems. I'm still seeing us do decent, but the players not taking the opportunities that are being created. I'm not putting this on the manager. I'm still seeing the same things. Cunha and Bremel hit bare goals in the league last season. That Fulham, picture it. Him, he touches it. It's him and the goalkeeper. And he didn't hit it. What's that got to do with anybody? So I'm saying, I'm still seeing the same things. I don't put it on the manager. The manager has put us in a position to be successful, really and truly. Mm-hmm. And
in yourself.
What his subs,
you don't put it on the manager.
What, the subs that he does?
Going to win a game or bringing on defenders.
Yeah, subbing on a centre-back's crazy.
Okay, then cool.
Whilst we're drawing.
Okay, cool. But what you got to understand is, yeah?
I love
Cunha and Abremo just come. Cunha's X-factor. He's not coming off. Bruno's not coming off. And Bremo just came on and he's good on set pieces. He's not coming off. Do you know what I'm trying to say? The striker was on. He's not coming off. So they can't take anybody off.
There's no,
because he wants to change it, yeah? But this is what the problem is as well. These players aren't necessarily performing, yeah? But there's a few of them whose positions in the team, yeah, are already set in stone.
But he has to
set in stone.
When
with
you're
results,
going for the game,
though.
You can't sub Bruno. You can't sub Cunha. You can't sub because for who? For who?
He's not even a midfielder.
No, forget that. Look at the bench. For who? Xerxes on the bench, not playing. Xerxes on the bench, he's not playing. For who? What are you talking about? So he went
a midfielder.
One second.
Like
Manu.
Stop.
Marks is giving you the David Pleat.
He went set pieces. Yeah. He changed the two centre-backs to go with set pieces to get a bit of height on there. Obviously, it's not a nice tactic here, but I'm saying that's where it was. Bruno's not coming off. Cunha's not coming off. And Brebno's not coming off. Sesko just came on. Sesko can't come off. So there's only so many subs you can make. No, his hands are tied.
No, but Marks is missing. No, his hands are not tied, Marks, because there's one part you're missing. If Bruno misses a penalty and says that, oh, the referee was the reason why I couldn't take the penalty, then continues to have a stinker, lose the ball in the same action, he should be off the pitch, regardless if he's the captain.
For who?
They should have put someone else on. They should have put someone else on. In that moment, he was having a stinker. Bruno was the worst player on the
pitch
in that game.
Bruno's been stinking.
No, in that game, I'm talking...
He's been stinking.
I'm saying, guys, this is normal. You lot saw the game. Bruno had a stinker. He always told us that the referee went into his mind and he couldn't focus on the game.
He's been having stinkers.
But I'm saying, in that game specifically, this manager should have changed him and bought another player. And that's when the game when he said, you know, I could have tried Kobe.
KG, stop.
Go ahead.
End of the day, yeah, he's one of your better players, isn't it?
He's
the best player. Wait.
Who?
Bruno Fernandes.
I agree.
Great number 10.
Let me just say this to you, yeah. In football, it don't work like that. Oh, you kick the ball over there and you miss the penalty, so come on, you pop off.
But his like mind that. Is not in the
dude,
game.
Yeah, he added more to
dude's
that, though.
Clutch. How much times has he scored late?
No,
you can't take him off.
He's been this
so
season.
Do we just keep him on the pitch because he's clutch?
How are taking him off?
Clutch in the 10.
Broski, if you're trying to win a game see Bruno running off the pitch, just leave the stadium.
You can't take him off.
Just leave the stadium.
Man, his hands was tied.
Yeah. Leave the stadium, bro.
I can take off Bruno.
If you use Bruno as one person you can't take off, apparently, yeah? You've still got other players.
Where? Sesko just came on. Sesko got subbed
that's
on.
Mole coming on.
Sesko got subbed on. Cunha's X-factor. And Bremo's on set pieces.
But this is my problem. Part of it is down to Amorim in terms of recruitment. Our bench isn't strong. So when you're talking about we can't take people off, I've seen Saka come off. I've seen Odegaard come off. What are you talking about? How many times did he walk around limping?
When is Arsenal going for a game and Saka's not injured and he gets taken off the pitch?
Never.
I've seen Saka come off
about?
The pitch. What are you
Saka
talking about, actually?
Off. Saka only comes off.
Salah's probably the only one I real in
injury.
Big games.
When he does that meaty limp.
I've seen Salah come off.
That's when we're
not
winning.
Not as often.
No,
not
we're losing.
When
Liverpool
we're drawing
losing.
That.
When they're going Liverpool for a game, they take off Salah.
Never. No, I just said no. I'm
Never.
Agreeing to that. There's
Bruno
certain players in the league.
Stinking up the police
this is what
this
I'm
season.
Saying. There's certain players in the league, no matter what club they play for, they don't come off. Salah don't come off. Haaland don't come off. Those players are guaranteed to get you goals.
Bruv, you don't
Bruno is not
anyway.
Of that element with them,
captain.
Man. Bruno's not of that element
captain.
With them, man. We can, but if we put Bruno up there, I'm not done. If we put Bruno up there, we can't put Cunha as the same element. We can't put Mbeumo as the same element. People need to come off the pitch. Otherwise, they sit there and they could drop 6 out of 10.
Guys,
and Bruno, they stay for 90 minutes.
We dropped 62 million. The man I tell you his hands are tied. We're going for a game and he bought attackers. Sesko just got subbed on. We dropped 62 million on Cunha and 65 million on Mbeumo. You are not taking him off the pitch.
And Bruno
because
is
if
there
they can't get
the
job done,
the ball.
Why did you buy them? So his hands are tied. His hands are tied.
The
captain don't come off.
His hands not
There's
fully
no
tied.
There's no space to take any attackers
Bruno
off,
has
bro.
Been terrible all season. I don't understand.
Bruv,
and he's not even a centre midfielder.
Xerxes coming back
We're
from
paying
injury.
Him centre midfield
mental,
for no
bench.
Reason.
Mental.
He's not. He's overcompensating to keep Bruno in a team, and he's not even a midfielder. It makes no sense.
Calm it down.
Answer this question. What Scribbs is saying.
Bruno is not a midfielder.
Okay.
But yet he's shoehorning him into the team every week. He's having stinkers every week. That guy gets the ball and he loses it all the time. Even against Grimsby, a midfielder.
He's also one of
you
our.
You can put Mainu in there.
One voice.
He's also one of the better players, bro. That no,
but
creates,
bro. Wait, no, wait, wait. Let's
you can't talk about women having a bad game.
Forget the ideas, forget the ideologies, forget the fact that, oh yeah, Bruno's done this and done that in the past. Forget the nostalgia. Let's talk about now. Bruno is dropping stinkers every game in the centre of midfield.
That's not true. That's your opinion. That's not true. So I don't share. Over
him? One second, I would try and play at least
one second.
What, not against Grimsby, but in the Prem.
Stop.
All right, sub him off.
Let me just quickly say this, yeah? That's your opinion. I don't share your opinion. Yeah, there's two roles in the midfield. One's a six and one's more of an eight. Bruno can't play the six. Bruno is the best to play the eight role. Maybe it's not ideally, we need to bring somebody else in. But out of the players that we have, he is the best to play the eight role.
I disagree.
You're allowed to disagree.
I ain't
again,
seen that.
These ain't facts, these are opinions.
Show me a game.
I mean, your dreads might have been in your face when you was watching.
So stop.
Personal.
You're upset.
Yeah, Scribs.
You're upset.
He's the most unprofessional. This is the worst mugs I've ever seen.
Upset. This is what I do.
No, this is the worst mugs I've ever seen.
This is what I do. I can't help myself.
This is the worst mugs I've ever seen.
You're flustered. Man's scratching me. Yeah. Man's pulling my hair. What are you doing? You're a big man.
Hey,
come on, man.
Talk to me. What do you think about this?
About what?
Yeah. For Pan Africa, that's crazy.
That was
crazy.
Very, very girly. I don't expect that from you.
Yeah, that would be
that's
left
off,
wing.
You know? That's
that
one of us.
You're better than one of us.
Hey, boys, boys.
One voice. Boys. Do you know what's mad? After the week that we've had as well, I can't believe you said that.
Hey, he's letting us angle on the wrong person, you know?
Hey, this is for Ginger.
Yeah, it's not even for
that's
you.
That's for Ginger. That's not even for me.
That's misguided rage.
That's misguided. Man's taking out me and lashing out.
She saw a light.
Bro, you got to write a statement. Because we're both light-skinned. I don't agree.
All right, cool. So, we're going to end this episode with a bit of a throwback. Hey. It's made a reappearance. Yeah. It's a football conspiracy. The curse of Aaron Ramsey.
No.
He died.
And it strikes again, boys.
Injured.
Giorgio Armani.
What?
I'm sorry.
He's the latest to go. RIP.
What did Aaron Ramsey do? Did he play again?
Look, if you don't know, the ongoing conspiracy is that Ramsey is known for a strange phenomenon whereby a high profile death follows shortly after he scores a goal. This is a thing. No. It's been happening. Strangely, it all started against us when Ramsey scored for Arsenal. Bin Laden dead.
Hey, what?
What?
I'm just telling you.
What is going on?
Other names include Steve Jobs, Gaddafi, Whitney Houston,
Whitney,
Nelson Mandela, David Bowie, and even George W. Bush's dog.
After he scored.
I'm telling you, when he scores, it's over. Listen, make sure you give the video a like.
That guy needs to retire, bro.
Do not forget to subscribe. Filthy.
Is it working pre-season as well? Or is it like a real season thing?
I'm not sure, but if he scores, it's over.
Real season thing. Yeah, he has to retire. Hey, listen, international break is over. Don't... Oh, man.
What? So go again, man.
You've got another one.
Go again.
Nah. Dyslexic kicked in.
Are you really dyslexic? Are you just running jokes?
Nah, yeah.
Why was you asking me to spell something then? And you see numbers.
Did you see I never go involved?
Numbers.
Did you notice I never got involved? I walked away.
He sees numbers.
When I walked
and
away.
He's telling me to spell.
Hey, that's why you're lying. That's why you're lying on the mains. I walked away. When they said spell, I just got out of it. I didn't want to get involved.
You see Montclair 1, 2, 3. God damn it.
God,
all right. International break's over. Don't get excited as they dump another one in October. Make sure you lot like, subscribe, leave a comment underneath. Tell us who the main man of the episode was. You were on a mad thing.
That's listen, all right.
Don't forget to join our fantasy league. Code is UNL6R2.
All right, then.
That was chaotic.
It was, man. I told you.
You know what? You was better behaved than I thought you would have been, you know?
I told you, lot, man. Like, I like to hear how you honestly feel so I can use it back against you in arguments. So when you chat shit, hey, that's not how you feel. You think the gay is better.
He said, oh, Nana's better than the hair.
You think the Turkish guy is better.
I watch football. I don't know if he's a.
You when want he, him to stay.
In his pump, great. But as he was leaving, when he was at the club, I don't think you don't understand how
stop
bad.
Saying,
he
as
was
he
worse.
Was leaving.
That
as
last season.
Our defence stunk.
That last season, he was worse.
Still stinks.
How can you.
I wouldn't take him back.
Last season is better.
This is so chaotic.
It's not.
The episode's finished. I'm going to still
argue. We couldn't play football, bro. We couldn't even hold the ball. 38% possession.
You don't like Spanish people.
Every time he got it, he had to kick it long. We couldn't even hold the
ball. Onana's doing that now. Onana's doing that now. Onana's passing it to them.
Again, it's my opinions. Sadly, I got a better opinion.
Big up by Ender.
It's cool.